You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I think it's also important to say, you know, Twitter is not even close to most of the censorship, what was going on. They're a much smaller company than like a Google or YouTube or some of these others. And I guarantee you everything that was going on in Twitter is going on in these others, if not even more so. And we got a sense of that when they went after us for having the opposing the masks, having the experts oppose the masks for these young kids.
Yes, sir. He's right. That is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis talking about we're now seeing more and more evidence as Twitter files are being dumped about how they were organizing behind the scenes, along with the government helping Fauci and everybody else to condemn and go after and basically destroy, demonize anybody who dared question the COVID policy, which was always evolving. That's just a sliver of some of the stuff that continues to come out of the Twitter dumps on different information. You know what the mainstream state-controlled media is focusing on? Some text messages that they've picked up that were going back and forth between Trump and some other legislators. There's nothing in them. There's nothing in them that says at any point he tells them, well, we're going to riot the Capitol. Not one word. Because if it were, it'd be there front and center all the time. What they are doing again, I point out to you, once again, it is the old shell game. And it's also, look over here, not over there. That's what they're pulling on you. You know better than that. Welcome to the program, December 14, 2022. We are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. Rumble is going to be a very important outlet for this program coming up. I have already alluded to some of that. I'm going to give you more details before we wrap up today and a very, very big change regarding the future of Larry Connors USA. So I'd appreciate you standing around, and we'll get more details to you as we move through the hour. Yes, I'm teasing you again, but I think you'll want to hear it. There's something else, though, that we got in addition to the Twitter, the stuff that Big Tech and others have been doing all this time. DeSantis is right. If Twitter was doing it, everyone else was, which means the federal agencies were also involved with each of them, and we're getting more and more evidence of that. There's also an evidence that this, I told you the other day about the filing of a lawsuit, or rather not a filing, but the Trump family deciding the Hunter family. Let me correct that. I don't know why I'm slipped around on you, because I was trying to think about how they're trying to tie them together. The Hunter Biden allies are now really wanting to put up a fight, and they're putting out word. I told you about them hiring a Hollywood agent, lawyer, that's going to start defending him, and they're basically threatening to sue anybody that even reports on the Hunter Biden laptop. That's a scorched earth policy, in the words of George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, who also does serve as a Fox correspondent. But I agree with him. We're going to get into that, and we're going to be joined a little bit later by Margot Cleveland. She is the Federalist senior legal expert about these new flags about the Hunter Biden and President Biden connections and some strangely timed DEA raids and whistleblower claims and other things. That's another big box that's going to be opened up. You thought, okay, we're getting Twitter files. That's probably going to be quickly run through. No. This is an onion. The more you peel it away, the more you're going to cry and laugh and also be extremely disappointed that our government was taking part in such action. We'll get into that in more detail. And we're also going to have today a look at this budget they're trying to push through. These are lame duck senators trying to push through a bill washing their hands of it and making you pay for it. And I'm going to be joined also by Kai Piatosa. I'm sorry, Kai. Kai Piatosa, Cafe Napoli. I want to get into not just the Napoli, but all of the labor and supply issues for restaurant industry as a whole. They've been coming back, but there's still a lot of hurdles to go. If you work in this industry, you know it yourself. And if you're looking for a job, you definitely want to be listening. And it also affects anyone who wants to eat out, wherever you want to go. We have a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Glad to have you with us. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I guess I grew up on an older road, a pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven and a...
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The two people who lead this in appropriations, Senator Leahy and Senator Shelby, will no longer be here in 21 days. They did not run for re-election. So there's no way that the taxpayer or the constituent can hold them accountable for what they're about to do. Why wouldn't you wait 21 more days? What they're talking about is adding the baseline, meaning where would we start in the next year? They want to increase it somewhere between $90 and $130 billion. Instead of saving money, instead of cutting back in this world of inflation that we have, why wouldn't we, if we do nothing in a CR, we're going to save ourselves almost $100 billion.
I'm all for that. Let's save the money. You're listening then to California Congressman McCarthy, who's trying to be the next House Speaker. He is too moderate for some, and there will be a battle possibly. Maybe he'll be avoiding a floor fight. We'll find out. But he is one of the senators, I mean, he's one of the members of Congress standing up against what's happening with this push by these outgoing representatives, these lame duck members of Congress that are trying to saddle you with $16 billion in an omnibus spending that would expire at the end of the current fiscal year, September 2023. It would effectively tie the hands of the Republicans in the House, and now, of course, they outnumber the Democrats. And the problem is, we would expect the Democrats to try to pull something off like this, but there's some Republicans that might go along with it. Why? Well, let me break this down for you a little bit. This framework, no one has seen it yet. No one has really seen it, and it's apparently going to be at least 1,000 pages. This is back to Nancy Pelosi when the Obamacare Act was being presented and quickly got rushed through, and they were being asked, have you read it? She said, well, we won't really know what's in it until we pass it. Now, I call the BS card on that then, and I do it again now. You're simply going to pass something that's going to settle American taxpayers with $16 billion, and you don't even read the damn thing? Give me a break. Give us a break. And these are lame duck members that are trying to push this through. Bloomberg government, as they identify themselves, report there are at least 7,500 earmarks that are in the $16 billion. Now, why say this $16 billion? I mean, this thing is just all over the place. The earmarked funding total is slightly less than 1% of the roughly $1.7 trillion government funding package they're trying to also wrap up. They're trying to get all this through. But what was the number again? Let me hear it. I've got it right here. 7,500 earmarks totaling $16 billion in this appropriations package, the omnibus package that they're trying to slide through under the door as they, quote, continue running the government. You know the threat is, well, if you don't pass this, the government will have shut down. Do you want to be the one telling the government employee, good luck with Christmas and your kids because you don't have a job for the next few weeks until Congress reconvenes? No, nobody wants to be that guy. And it backfires every time on Republicans normally as they try to say, can we just have a budget that everyone can live by, abide by, and accept without overspending? Can we possibly do it the way you have to do with your family? No, we can't do that. That's not the Marxist spending way. As long as you can spend other people's money, you keep spending it until they run out of money, and then what are we going to do, right? So Bloomberg reporting, out of these earmarks, 3,000 plus, totaling something of the $7 billion of the $16 billion, are from the Senate. 4,400 earmarks, totaling the other $8 billion, are coming out of the House. So it's not just one side or the other. Currently, of course, the Democrats control both, but that would change come January when we have the new Congress members sworn in. Some will be staying. As you know, members of the House are reelected every 2 years or not. Senators get a 6-year term. But the Republicans will be controlling the House. And unless you're going to have a lot of cave-ins, and if they do, they need to pay a heavy price, then you will have truly, as it was intended, a check and balance system. You can't just simply have one House say, this is going to be it, and we're all going to go along with it. Nor can you have Congress ignore something the president does. It needs to have a little check to it, a little balance. McCarthy is saying this framework, again, as he pointed out, is being led by Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat, who did not run again, and Vice Chair Senator Richard Shelby, a Republican of Alabama, who also did not run. He's agreed to strike the deal. And then you have House Appropriations Committee Chair Rosa DeLauro, a Democrat, also leaving. The bottom line is they're going to pass this, they're going to rush it through, and they're going to dump it on you. Here's your Christmas package. Or it might be more likely a box of coal. Because when you start digging into it, you're going to find some really, really nasty stuff. And in fact, if you're going to try to decide what you want more of, I think you better go with the coal, because the way the cost of gas and other fuels like that are going up, you might need the coal. McCarthy is simply saying, what's the rush? Wait.
They're trying to jam us right before Christmas. Why would you ever move forward when there's a change in power in 21 days where Republicans would have a stronger hand? Are two individuals who are leaving the Senate going to write a bill where they add $100 billion more dollars and individuals going to write it? This is going to be thousands of pages. The Democrats have been in power. They've had the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And they didn't do this job. So why would Republicans help them now to put in the things they care about? Why not wait 21 days?
Absolutely. Why not wait 21 days? The CR, of course, is continuing resolution, which allows the government to continue operating as they put some money in, but not to go beyond a certain period. But this CR would take it all the way through the end of September. And it would saddle the incoming legislators with something they will have a hard time undoing. It's not just the shell game. It's a shove it game. And you know where it's going to be shoved if they get to do it. All right, and again, in the midst of the Twitter scandal, files that continue breaking and coming undone at all parts of the area, we've obviously seen that some of the issues that we suspected were going on with Twitter throttling back information they didn't like, reference COVID, anyone talking about how to treat it, not treat it, anyone who is an anti-vaxxer, anyone suggesting maybe there's an alternative, and certainly let's don't be masking kids, and you were immediately either banned or threatened to be banned or censored, or basically they just cut off your audience so whoever you were trying to refer to and talk to on your Twitter account, they couldn't see it, and they couldn't find it if they went to search for it. Ron DeSantis was meeting yesterday and talking about how the federal health officials and the medical establishment responsible for handling the pandemic were just basically placing the burden of their decisions on the working class. They were basically wanting to make sure that if you dare open your mouth and speak out about what we're trying to have you do, we will smear you. You will be covered in slime. We will slander you. We will slur you. We will cost you your job. Your children might be ridiculed at school. There's a point where a parent says, I'm not putting up with this. As we've seen in Loudoun, Virginia, as they were pushing CRT and sex training to elementary kids. But this was a kind of an insidious little thing that was kind of slipping in and out, almost like a germ itself. You breathe it in, you don't even know you got it, and then suddenly it's developing quickly. Because Twitter and the other big tech accounts were all doing the same thing, there's no doubt about it. And they were basically doing everything in cohorts with the White House. Jen Psaki, when she was with the White House, acknowledged that they have constant contact with members of big tech when it comes to COVID-related items, and even sent memos back and forth. Some of those we already knew, but some of the Twitters being released lately by Musk are revealing just how deep it went. And Governor DeSantis says that is still just the tip of the iceberg.
From the very beginning, you had a lot of arrogance that it's our way or the highway, and anyone that offers any type of a dissenting opinion. And they were censoring from day one. People that would write anti-lockdown things in March of 2020, April 2020, some of those would get taken down off some of these big tech platforms. And so we saw that over and over again. And I think that ultimately, you know, your policies or your positions or your analysis of this medical science should stand on its own. And if it's not able to accept criticism, if you can't defend the policy against valid criticism, then maybe you need to be looking in the mirror. But that's not what these elites wanted to do.
No, they only do that if they're freshening their hair and their makeup. It doesn't do me any good to look in the mirror for my hair, I would tell you that. I waste my time. But he nailed it. Very clean and direct. They were censoring from day one. Now, let me give you another subject that they've been doing this on. And I don't think a lot of tweets have been released regarding this specific issue, but I would expect to see some because we haven't really seen things from 21 and 22 during the Biden administration. Most of it was done coming out of 20. But let me give you an example of how this would be handled by Twitter if they could still do what they wanted to do without Elon Musk in charge, and probably that Google and Big Tech would do the same. Today, President Biden, or not today, but yesterday at the White House, was signing the new Marriage Act, which we've discussed before, and there are some, and that includes Senator Blunt of Missouri, who's retiring, that think, you know, there's some value to it. Others are saying it's going to be used mainly as a division, a dividing tool, and it's going to hurt those who have their beliefs because they'll be open to personal attacks and civil lawsuits. President Joe Biden said yesterday, while in the process of doing this, folks, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. What? He is saying that Republican bans, conservative bans, parental bans on transgender surgeries, you're transphobic, and in turn, you're connected to anti-Semitism. If you're looking for some understanding and linkage of how it actually fits together, I would give you a roadmap and I'll tell you exactly how it does it, but nobody can make sense of that. Can't make any sense of that. And I got something else coming up no one can make sense of.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota. For all customers and employees, Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving. Are the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All right, so again, I told you I will tell you another story that no one can really give you a full explanation. Now, you do understand an excuse is not an explanation. An excuse is an excuse. It's not explaining why we did anything. We're just kind of excusing it and making sure we understand why it happened, things of that nature. Well, in a recent post to Twitter, former CEO Jack Dorsey outlined his version of the events as all these Twitter files are coming out. He tweeted, there's a lot of conversation around the Twitter files. Here's my take and thoughts on how to fix all the issues. I'll start with the principles I've come to be believed in based on what I learned and experienced in my past. And then he had an outline of the principles he said he wanted for Twitter. Social media must be resilient to corporate and government control. Obviously, it wasn't. Only the original author may remove content they produce. That didn't happen either. Moderation is best implemented by algorithmic choices. That it would be moderate, you wouldn't be overboard one way or the other to some extent. And he adds, I failed the Twitter when I let it and the Twitter of today do not meet any of those principles. This is my fault alone, as I completely gave up pushing for them. When an activist entered in 2020, so some guy comes in and now Dorsey feels inadequate and has no control. That's what he says. He goes on to say, I planned my exit at that moment knowing I was no longer right for the company. He said he believes that allowing Twitter to control the public conversation rather than the users do it was even his business biggest mistake. So he's acknowledging that. Or is he really just, again, not explaining, acknowledging he's excusing himself? He's been talking a pretty good game. He's obviously many times tried to defend a lot of things. He's a friend of the Black Lives Matter pioneer DeRay McKesson, who marched in Ferguson during that time. Dorsey didn't do anything suppressing that information if it was calling BLM out as a charade in many cases or hijacking legitimate reasons. Dorsey himself did nothing suppress the New York Post story on Hunter Biden, which is a new survey, again, as we told you yesterday, that 70-plus voters said, 70% plus, that probably would not have voted for Biden had they known the information. Now, we don't know for sure that would happen, but that's what the statement was. He did nothing. In fact, he defended censoring Trump at one point and defended censoring a Breitbart News technology editor also. He did nothing to overturn the internationally condemned ban of a sitting U.S. president on his Twitter machine. In other words, right now he is supposedly explaining, I washed my hands of it. Pontius Pilate, I had nothing to do with it. Oh, I started it and I had big dreams and aspirations. And when it was in my control and I was doing it, it was all good. But then when it wasn't, don't blame me. I'll accept some fault. I'll accept some blame. You've been caught into cases like that. I'm sure you can relate. Mama comes in and there are cookie crumbs on the floor. And the cookie jar top is off a little bit. You're the only one in the room. And she starts blaming you and you start, no. I can explain. I didn't do it. Brother came in here and started messing with it. I told you better get out of there or go get permission. And he grabbed some and ran out. He's explaining. Also excusing, which is perfect, excusing why he has all these cookie crumbs around his lips. These guys, every one of them at the top, they want you to believe in them. When they're caught in something, and they're definitely caught, then they start, I will act like I'm going to take blame, and I will excuse it away at the same time. Do not let them pull that trick on you. All right, what is the state of the restaurant industry when it comes to labor and supply chain? Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. You know, I'm always transparent with you, and my next guest is also a sponsor of this program. I don't try to hide it from you, but they're on here, one, because I frequent the place, and I really love it, and secondly, they're good business, a good family business, run well and everything else, but I just don't want you to think I'm trying to slide one by on you, but I also have some legitimate questions that can be answered by my guest, Kai Piatosa with Cafe Napoli. Kai, welcome. Glad to have you back on board.
Thanks, Larry. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, the last time I talked to you or your brother Andy in running the Cafe Napoli locations, we were dealing with COVID. How are you going to survive with the COVID thing? Then came labor shortages. Where are we on the labor shortages in workplace right now?
You know, Larry, it's better. It's better every month, really, that we're seeing and experiencing. I mean, it's nothing like what we experienced going through COVID and getting anyone here to work. But every month, you know, a few more applications pop in, getting some consistent people to show up and help. And everything is definitely improving in that category, which is very nice.
You made a point there saying being consistent and showing up, because I know there are a lot of restaurants or chains or fast food operations, they're posting you'll be paid at the end of each week. And they get their money, those folks don't come back. So they're shorthanded again. Go ahead.
Well, Larry, we were dealing with that. Not only that, but we were dealing with some larger corporations that were giving people just sign-on bonuses to go and work. I don't know exactly what the stipulations were that, but, you know, you read that, it looks pretty attractive.
Yeah. You know, you just work a week, and I got enough, I enjoy my time until I need money again. And then with the government handing out money all the time, a lot of folks were saying, why should I work? I can make as much, if not more, by just staying home, especially if they have some kids that had to hire a babysitter. So that's got to affect, again, the restaurant industry, all industry. You think that's slowly beginning to resolve itself?
Slowly, yes. And with the government handing out money, I mean, that was obviously a major issue with people going through the interview process, doing what they had to do to get approved for the funds, and then just not showing up when they would be hired for the job.
Well, right, the other issue, and they're all tied together, and certainly you and your brother and the family and your father, you see it on a constant basis. You can't separate them. I mean, it'd be like me, by accident, send an onions in my salad, me trying to pick it out, it's still going to be tainting the salad, you know that. But
sure.
aside from supply chain labor issues, you have supply chain. I'm looking at a piece from Forbes written just about, 30 days ago, and talking about how consumers are returning to restaurants in droves, but supply chain issues continue. What have you seen?
Definitely that. It's something different every week. And if we can get it, great. But then you get it at a big price tag. The demand is extremely high, but the capacity of it coming out is just not delivering. And just the prices, for example, Larry, last year at this time, a case of eggs, $40. This year at this time, $75.
Whoa. Well, so you had to reflect that in your price or find some other creative way to make it work.
Absolutely. You have to. I mean, you got to give the customers what they want. And unfortunately, we try to absorb as much as we can. But, you know, there comes to a point where you're going to have to pass it on to the consumer. And that's kind of where we're at now is, you know, when your prices of, you know, chicken's up and eggs is up and you can't even get lettuce at this point. There's just a constant battle every day of just trying to figure out exactly how we're going to move on and make people happy.
And even, you know, getting it, first of all, is it even available? Again, in this Forbes article of I said last month, I was wrong. It is Feb. I thought it was more recent. It said that the inventories are depleted. So, you know, even your supplier can't get it to get it to you. I mean, it's a constant thread that says over and over again, this disaster is coming and growing bigger unless somebody steps in and changes it.
You're right. I mean, last week it was strawberries. This week, it's arugula. Next week, it's going to be lettuce. It's something different every single week.
Well, how do you do? I mean, because some of them being perishable, you only have a short life for them when you get them, if you can get them.
We'll head down. I mean, we'll go to the restaurant depot. We'll call different suppliers. We'll call around as many times as we possibly can to try to get something in the door. I mean, that's just what you got to do in our job.
Well, when you start looking at in restaurants in general, and you talk to a lot of restaurants, you guys are all, many of you are friends, and you socialize a lot. You're hearing obviously the same story with them. Is anyone coming up with something really creative, or if they've got it, they don't want to share it? You know?
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna get that secret, Larry. I think we all get along. And St. Louis has got a really unique restaurant family, but yeah, I think it's kind of hold your cards close.
I'm looking at, in fact, and the folks again. Cafe Napoli is a prime sponsor of this program, and this is Kai Piotoso, the family that owns them. And I'm having them mainly because we're looking at the issues with the restaurants, and this gets now to the side of the customer. When they come in, if you don't have enough labor to help clear tables and make a table available, if you actually have a big night, and I know you have a lot of them, and then whatever they were really looking forward to, they're told it's not here tonight. I mean, you're starting off with a dissatisfied customer, not a thing you can do about it.
Yep, and that's something that we're experiencing every day. And at our price point, Larry, we can't afford to have that. We have to have what the customer wants, and we have to give them the service they deserve. And that's exactly what we struggle with on a daily basis because of the issues that we're talking at hand.
You know, I was in the other day, and you guys have three of the top bartenders in town. You got Han down in Clayton. You got Trey out at your place. And Quentin, I think, is out down at the other one, at Drowning Country.
That's right.
And
yep.
all three of them are great. And I enjoy just sitting at the bar. It's closer to the Jack. But aside from that, I go in the other day and I asked for, I was really wanting some of your fish stew at Chipino. And
sure.
I was told we don't have it. And I thought, dog, that's what I wanted when I came in here. You don't have it? And Trey said, we had it yesterday, Larry, if you'd been here yesterday. I thought, okay. But I mean,
well, that's what,
go ahead.
You're right. I think that's what made our restaurant so successful is consistency and having the consistent menu options that you're coming in that you're expecting to see every day. And that's what we thrive to do every day because that's what we know our customers are coming here, not just the staff members and our great staff that you just mentioned by name. But it's our food and the food that you were coming and looking forward to having on that specific day. And so to be consistent on that is tough, but, you know, we're doing the best we can to make that happen.
What about the quality of those who are showing up to apply for a job? Is that, since so many jobs have been turned upside down, everybody's looking to take the next step up, and they got a good job, but, boy, if they can make more here or even with inside the restaurant, move from doing one thing to something else.
Yeah, we try to cross-train as much as we possibly can simply for that reason. As far as front of the house, we take anyone. We like to mold people the way that we like them to be in the front of the house as an operator for serving or assistant or busing tables, whatever the gig may be. We'll take anybody when it comes in. But as far as the quality, I think it's been pretty consistent. It was a lot better than what it was. So everything's trending upward in that whole area.
Are you finding college grads that, you know, they got degrees and everything, but there's no jobs available in their field?
Yeah, we get that quite a bit. We get a lot of, the university people that are close to us here. And, you know, we get a lot of this WashU people down near our Clayton location, Lindenwood people out here, Maryville people close to Napoli too that come in and, are freshly graduated and want to just get in and get working and do something to, you know, pay their bills.
And then you also have the gig worker, and then you also have those that got a good job, but with the increasing inflation, although, according to President Biden, it's not really increasing. It's getting better all the time. It might be a little rough. Yeah, it's going to be rough on people, but not the White House. I mean, folks are still trying to find a way to put extra money into their bank accounts.
Yep, and we get quite a bit of that. We get the two nights a week because they have a full-time day job, but they're trying to make ends meet. So they come in, pick up a bartending gig at night.
So I'm also hearing in the process, the margin for operating a nice restaurant or any food industry getting slimmer.
Oh yeah. Our restaurant business is already slim. And so if you're telling me it's getting slimmer, which it is, that's crazy. I mean, that's exactly what we're dealing with.
$40 for eggs a year ago for the same amount this year, $75. I think that says a lot right there.
Absolutely. And that goes with everything. I mean, chicken, $4 a pound, $6 a pound now. Uh, two, two cases of lettuce max that you can pick up from Restaurant Depot. They won't let you get more than that. I mean, it's ongoing.
I know one of the casinos ran out of Jack the other day. You know, I left that place right away. So keep that supply. Keep that supply going.
I love it. I just stocked some fresh Jack bottles that just came in today.
So oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'll probably see you soon. Kai Piatoso with Cafe Napoli. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Larry.
You bet. Coming up, one of these stories that you're thinking, how did this happen again? I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique. Exquisite. The finest, freshest seafood. Lobster. Crab. The best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon, joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, so here we go again on how did we get to where we are in this country, because we have just gone woke. I've told you before, it's time for the woke to be put to sleep. But in California, their committee to discuss reparations for slavery is meeting today to discuss eligibility payments from the state. That state entered the union as a free state in 1850. The California legislature had passed, and then Governor Newsom signed a law to allow reparations in the wake of the nationwide race riots and the Black Lives Matter movement. That's as it's written here by Breitbart, and I think they nailed the facts down. They also point out the Associated Press added, California, the first in the nation task force, previously voted to limit reparations to Black Californian residents whose ancestors were living in the U.S. in the 19th century. But then this week, the group began talking about whether there could be additional eligibility requirements, what time frame reparations could hinge on. It discussed on how the state might address its impact on Black families whose property was seized through eminent domain, and it was done, and there was discrimination with Black folks trying to either rent, lease, or just have an apartment or buy land. They're obviously, this is through the 30s into the 70s and probably beyond that. There are hundreds upon hundreds of such cases that did happen. But the issue here is when you start down this road, what are you going to do about all the Japanese that were interned during World War II as it started? What are you going to do about any other group that says American Indians, that they've been cheated out of their land? I mean, this is a road that has no end. But, of course, these folks don't expect to be there when the final bill and the final setting all the parameters down actually start to move. I'd mentioned to you the other day that right now they're hinting that the reparations could amount to $233,000 per eligible individual. Now, if you go back to the 1930s, and started there, let's say just 1940s. You're looking at some folks in their 70s plus, obviously. But they also have children and then grandchildren, and the children were probably born during those same periods. How deep can the state of California do this? And at the same time, they've got folks homeless all over their streets. And the new L.A. mayor says, I'm going to tackle that. I'm going to declare it a crisis. You think it's a crisis? But I'm going to declare it a crisis, and we're going to get them all off the street. How are you going to do that? We're going to build homes for them. Right. I don't know the thinking of some of these liberals. I mean, you have a sense of humanity and fairness. I hope you do. And if somebody got cheated out of something, truly cheated, yes, we need to do something about it. But there comes a limit that happened 30 years ago. I can't help you now. Maybe I can't, and odds are I can't. Then you switch from looking at things in the past to where we are here today. There's a guy who's been in jail since September. He refused to refer to one of his transgender students using their preferred pronouns. This teacher, this is taking place in Ireland, had initially been jailed back in September when he refused to use the transgender pupil's preferred pronouns. That led to him ignoring a court order that he stay away from the school where he taught. Now, see, it's not just our country. It's the worldwide upside-down cake. The teacher reportedly claimed that the order flow in the face of his, that the court order was in the face of his religious freedom. The High Court in Ireland refused to hear his line of argument and then certified that he be jailed because he continues to be in contempt of the court. And he told the court, I would beg of this court to free me from this prison and grant me my religious freedom as guaranteed by the Irish Constitution. He said, I believe in the court system and the administration of justice, but when I'm commanded by the court to accept an order that denies me my religious freedom, I cannot comply with that. So see, you might think all of this stuff is just in the U.S. of A. No, it's happening worldwide. We have to start putting down stop gaps. We have to start declaring we're not going to do it. We're going to go back to normalcy. Because you called a student by the wrong pronoun that they decided they wanted to be called? Who's in charge of the class? I guess it is that case of the inmates are running the asylum and the prison and the classrooms. Good God. Coming up, more on the Twitter files and the scorched earth policy the Hunter Biden team is going to carry out against all enemies.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.